950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Matt, Patrick. Patrick, still have not had AC at the house. It's just, it's been delightful. Now, once again, and I mean, you know, white people problems, I'll be the first to admit there are a lot of people on this planet that do not have to have the luxury of air conditioning. I'm understanding that. I will just say this. I didn't realize how small my house was until I'm in it with five other people and there's no AC. Because it does feel very... I'm going to poke on you. Poking on you. So most of the conversations in my family are like, what do you want? Get away from me! You know, that sort of thing. So that's been... just delightful. They're working. I got a guy out there working on it. Hopefully it gets fixed. But yeah, it's what has happened to me in the last 24 hours is the realization of how most of us are right on the edge and that we are living in hands down. And this is not dismissing or downplaying any of the bad things that have happened. But when you're looking at an extended period of time, you know, I was born in 68. So that means I was born during the era of Vietnam. And, you know, watching soldiers get, you know, who are especially being sold the idea of the proud of, you know, make your dad who fought in World War II proud. You can go on out there. You can fight like your grandfather did and that sort of thing. And hey, we'll do well. And they send him into a quagmire. They send him into a mess. And it was a joke. We also had, you know, Nixon's resigning because Nixon was a loon ball. And, you know, that was a tough time. I mean, and we're not talking about just times when I don't like who the president was. Now, you know, I didn't like Reagan, didn't like HW, and sure didn't like W. I didn't. And I was as well disappointed in Bill Clinton for what happened with him. And I said, so there have been down times. I don't think... we as a nation have been through a harder 8 months than this. I mean, this is the wear and tear on the American people right now because of what's happened just in the last 8 months is astounding. Give you a point, and I think this is the moment I realized it, and as I'm sitting in a hot house and just kind of trying not to blow my top with my kids. Watching a hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, which basically scoured parts of Louisiana clean today, and it did. There are the catastrophic levels of damage that have happened in the southern United States. I think that was the third biggest story. Third. I can't comprehend the just pure sadness out there. And it's not just Democrats, because I know, conservatives are like, I'm going to lick up your liberal tears. No, you're sad too. Don't try it. That's why you're so insistent in saying, Trump is great! I mean, that's why your tone is like that. Because you know this is just the biggest crap sandwich we've had in this country in a long time. And it's not getting any better. And as a matter of fact, what is highlighted this week is this cavalcade of ludicrousy that is coming from the Republican Party, the convention that they're putting forward, where every single speaker is lying their asses off. As far as record, there's been no bigger champion for black rights than Trump. What are you talking about? He's done a magnificent job with coronavirus. You're nuts. America is safer than ever. What are you talking about? And I get it. This is just him screaming at his loyal followers as they watch their farm get foreclosed or wash away in some natural disaster or burn down in some natural disaster. They watch as their grandparents are on a ventilator or dead because of coronavirus. this is the rallying speech to say, come on, we can still do it. And this the disturbing part is that there still are about 40 to 50 million Americans who will completely unplug. I mean, I was watching today, and Chris Wallace was on Fox News, and he's part of the Five, and they were out there talking about how vigilantes sometimes are the heroes. I mean, it wasn't, I'm paraphrasing, but they clearly were on the pro-vigilante side, and he just came out and was like, what are you talking about? Looting, rioting is bad. Vigilantes are bad. To which they are, how dare you imply we were saying this? Like, you were. You actually have a portion of the media in this country openly encouraging vigilante justice at this point. This is where we're at. This, you can call this, there is not a metric on the freaking planet you can use to call what we are going through right now good. There isn't. When you look at what's happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you see the never-ending ugliness. And you want another point when I just saw this? Another point where I kind of just lost it last night was watching a nun, a Catholic nun, out there talking about how Trump is a great president because Biden and Harris are the most anti-life president ever. I said, do you understand there's 180,000 dead people? You understand you're up there promoting the guy putting babies in cages. You understand, as a Catholic, sister, if I may, you understand that you're sitting up there as a Catholic promoting the guy who is taking food stamps away from the hungry, taking health care away from the sick, taking the needy and throwing them out of homeless shelters. You understand that's what you're championing last night. Do you see that, sister? Yet another example of Christianity being dragged in the mud because a handful of Christian leaders want the political clout that comes with sacrificing your religion. Nope, it's never ending. And there's so many things I can talk about that I have to actually take the time to really kind of, you know, push back and say, yeah, okay, let's talk about what happened here. Let's talk about what is going on with, you know, in regards to the you know, Kenosha. Jacob Blake, this whole story is a masterclass in how exactly American society is segregated, is racist. It is this is one of the most, I mean, George Floyd was bad and it was horrible. It was god awful and it woke a lot of people up. And maybe that's one of the things that's going on, is we're no longer closing our eyes as the white culture when the African American culture says, you've got to see what's going on here. And maybe it is because of George Floyd. My eyes have been opened up for what's going on in Wisconsin. But I cannot comprehend a society that is so unbelievably unjust, unfair, and biased. As we get it screamed at us saying, there is no racism in America. There is no racism. Okay, let's run the story here, shall I? Let's do that. Jacob Blake showing up to try to be a peacemaker in a dispute. He basically goes out and is shot 6 times in the back. For what? Because, you know, an officer said stop, and he didn't stop because he was checking on his kids in the car. And by the way, that's what the people on the that were there that witnessed this, that they said was that you know, you he was going to check on his kids in the car. The officer told him to stop. He didn't stop. At what point does anyone think that the solution to a person not stopping when a police officer tells them to stop, not anything life-threatening, is to put 7 rounds in his back? In his back. I mean, what, we can even, let's even go a little further back. Why were your guns pulled? It's a domestic. I mean, is that what happens when you go to Wayzata and there's a fight? No, of course not. And then, granted, it's Wisconsin police, Minnesota police. Same thing when you go into a nicer area of Madison. Is that the same tactic? Are guns drawn when two wealthy white people are fighting with each other? No. You go put your arm around them. You say, hey, calm down. Let's go over here and talk. Hey, partner, you take them over there and talk. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on here. And it's agree to disagree at the end if we can't get anything solved. That's what happens when it's white people. When it's black people and officers show up, guns out of holster, safety off, finger on trigger, and they're looking for something to shoot. There's where it begins. Then Jacob Blake doesn't stop when said so, so the police feel if it's perfectly okay to put 7 rounds, bang, 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 into his back. You have the shooting being, we have video of the shooting, for God's sakes. We have video of the shooting. We see the officer grab Jacob Blake, grab him, pull him back, and then fire the, at point blank range into his back. Like I said the first day, it's like it was like he was playing a video game. He just didn't understand what the hell he was doing. But yet, here we live in a society when a black person is shot and it's on camera that people say, well, don't believe your eyes. You don't see the whole story. No, that's the point of video. We see what's going on. And just because you can't continue to push the pro-white narrative anymore doesn't mean you have the right or the audacity to look at anyone and say to them, your eyes, you shouldn't trust your own eyes. You should only trust what I tell you your eyes should see. You have a case where the cop is hidden. The cop that took the shots is hidden from the public because apparently we have to defend. I mean, we have to make sure he's okay, not to make sure that his world is all right. Rustin Chesky. Rustin Chesky. You know, he's allowed to get home. Get all of his family all in a safe place. Get his finances, you know, start getting the finances pushed around in a certain area so that the eventual civil trial, which will undeniably find him guilty, gets basically, they won't get a dime from him because they put all the money in his wife's name or in his grandfather's name. Gives him time to go on out there and get his story straight about what exactly happened. Prosecutors out there helping him out already by saying, well, there was a knife in the car. There are already witnesses on the scene that said he was only going to check on his kids in the car. He was saying, I'm going to go check on my kids in the car. And I don't have any doubt you racist SOBs will come up, but he was going to get a knife, and it was a laser knife, and it was a laser knife fueled by demon fire, and he was going to stab 50 people with it. Oh, thank God he shot him in the back. I mean, I have zero doubt that's going to be the case. But there you go, the prosecutor going out of his way to make sure, hey, by the way, knife in the car. He didn't know there was a knife there, and basically he was just going to check on his kids. But hey, all of a sudden, we can just change the whole narrative. Then, because this is just, like I said, this is a masterclass in systemic racism in our society. I mean, it's unbelievable how bad this is right now. Then you have the vigilantes. And let's just talk about these guys for a second. They think it's their job to police. No, that would be the job of the police officer. They think it's their job to be a security guard. No, that's their security companies you can hire. They just want to live this fantasy that they've created because they're a bunch of freaking losers. Losers whose lives haven't worked out. And so they find their gun and they worship that gun and they grab that gun and they fantasize about zombie apocalypses and being able to save that hot chick that wouldn't give me the time of day before. And they get drawn to these situations. Why? Because they might be able to go shoot a few black people. That's why they're there. That's why they're there. They're not, I mean, let's see your business papers if you're a security force, if you do private security. No, you're only there because you have a chance to fulfill that sick, psychopathic dream of yours of being able to gun down liberals or gun down black people. That's what's why you're there. And we tolerate this as a society. Period. More proof. Because these are for the most part, white guys. And only recently, I mean, well, you had back in the 1960s, you had the Black Panthers showing up with guns. And that's when Republicans were really for gun control. And only recently have you had African-American militias starting to show up. And all of a sudden, look what all the white people are saying. Well, you got to get those guys rounded up. You can't allow those guys to come over here. Look, it's a bunch of guys with guns. That's kind of dangerous. As white militias are welcomed into society like they were in Kenosha. The white militias show up. And God, the video footage of these police officers welcoming in like it's the Allied forces in France after the D-Day invasion. Thank God you're here. Who needs a bottle of water? Kid goes on out there, starts problems. Because once again, this kid, this 17-year-old kid, he's not from there. He, as a matter of fact, illegally crossed state lines. You have to be 18 in Wisconsin to be able to carry a gun. He's 17. He crossed state lines with a gun so that he could basically pretend that it was the zombie apocalypse and here I am to keep justice. And so he goes out there and he starts picking fights. Ends up killing a guy. Runs for his life because once again, you want more systemic racism in the system? The same exact people who screamed, and I said this the other day, who scream about when there's a school shooting, why aren't the teachers jumping on that guy? That he's a bad guy with a gun. They need to stop the bad guy with a gun. Or the movie theater. Oh, why were those movie patrons trying to defend their girlfriends by trying to block the bullets? Why weren't they out there trying to stop the bad guy with the gun? Well, here you have the crowd trying to stop the bad guy with the gun, and those same people are out, yay, yay, shoot more. Because the end of the day, it's they love the bad guy with the gun when the bad guy with the gun is shooting black people and liberals in the streets of Wisconsin. Then the most unbelievable moment of the entire thing, and this is, as you've heard me run through this is truly spectacular as far as the outrage that we all should have as a society. The white kid walks towards the police, hands in the air. By all accounts, everyone is saying, he's the shooter, he's the shooter, he's the shooter. And the police officers, paraphrasing, hey, white kid with the gun, did you see who was shooting back there? Well, you get out of the way and you go home, okay? There is no words for the obscene level of systemic racism that is in display in that act, especially in the end result of Jacob Blake being shot in the back seven times because he dared to go see how his kids were doing in the car. Jacob Blake was guilty for being a father? And this guy, because he's white, can shoot anyone he wants and allowed to go home and get milk and cookies with mom. And then the insanity of the media coverage that emerged from this arrest. I mean, Robert Reich pointed out, Kenosha deadly protest. Third night of protest in Kenosha turns deadly. Two people confirmed dead after gunfire in Kenosha. Reading these headlines, one would never know that a right-wing vigilante traveled 20 miles to instigate violence. And that's exactly right. A terrorist, Illinois terrorist, went into Wisconsin to instigate violence. And the media is like, oh, well, it wasn't that bad. And, oh, by the way, there was a knife in the car of Jacob Blake. Unbelievable. And the saddest part of all is we've got video footage of this psychopath shooting people. And the people who are out saying, well, sometimes you have to turn to a vigilante. What in the hell are you talking about? Was it a vigilante who shot up Newtown? Was it a vigilante who shot up Las Vegas? No. It was crazed people who feel guns can solve the world's problems. And that's this kid. A crazed person who felt guns would solve the world's problems. And he was up there to try to find people to shoot. Why else was he there? He wasn't a cop. He wasn't a security guard. He was living out a fantasy. The most disturbing part of this is the people when you have such an unbelievably undeniable display. It's as bright as the sun. Systemic racism in our society is real. It is ungodly real. It is grossly unfair. And we have to address this and stop it. You have in the Republican Party a bunch of people that can look at the sun and say, it looks like the moon to me. Because they just only see the narrative they want to be true. We, and this is in the George Floyd and this and Breonna Taylor and all of these cases are happening at the same time as natural disasters, a pandemic, economic crisis. All of us are just at wit's end. Wit's end because we can't deny it anymore. And you have a political party, one of the two major political parties in this country, who go out of their way to make sure this is the status quo. You have a media in this country which has failed us horrifically at reporting basic facts about what is going on. I got some stories coming up from the Minnesota Reformer, and the Minnesota Reformer seems to be kicking everyone's caboose. Not necessarily, I mean, the Minnesota Reformer does a really good job. I'm very impressed with them. But the reason why they're doing such a good job is because they're just picking up the low-hanging fruit on the trees. The stories of conservatives that are doing bad things that the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, all the newspaper, all the TV stations in town refuse to cover unless it's a massive problem, unless they can't deny it anymore. I'm going to tell you today about a story about the communication director for the Minnesota GOP, who clearly should not be the communications director for the Minnesota GOP because of a restraining order that has been put against him by his ex-wife. It is a disturbing story. And if it was the Democratic Party, the same exact situation, not only would it be above the fold, the first story of the hour in every major news outlet in this town, in every major newspaper in this town, but there would also be reporters jamming microphones in every Democrat's face saying, when are you going to condemn him? When are you going to condemn him? When are you going to condemn him? And right now, basically, the only news outlet that's covering it is the Minnesota Reformer. We see the problem. We want the problem to stop. Most decent human beings want it to stop. And we have a system that we have to fight where we have to beg the news media to cover news. We have to beg the politicians to realize that shooting a black man in the back seven times is bad while vigilantes gunning people down the streets is also bad. It is a hard time to be alive. And we will look back at the year 2020 we will look back on 2020 and it's like, can you believe all the stuff that was going on? It will mold. It's currently molding the current generation of young people who will always remember this. Like my grandmother, who you never took food and put it on your plate and didn't eat that food. You never did that because she grew up in the Great Depression and she saw starvation firsthand. She saw starvation happening firsthand. And it affected her for life. The same exact thing is happening. And the question we have to ask ourselves right now is, have you had a frickin' enough? Because I've had enough. I've had enough of incompetence. I've had enough of selfishness. I've had enough of that narcissistic man-child baby in the White House and his enablers. I've had enough. And I've had enough of a media that basically doesn't do their job and provide us with the basic news so we can understand the situation. Well, I've gone long. I need to take a break. I do have stories to get to today. We will not solve these problems until we all acknowledge the problems exist. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Oh, more bright, sunny news when I do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. And right now, Cafe Latte has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity. So come check out their pizza and wine bar or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Minuteman Press Uptown is still open. It's printing everything. But they are taking some extra precautions. You can order by phone or online and do curbside pickup. Plus, they're offering 25% off all postcards right now for AM 950 listeners in need. That's Minuteman Press Uptown.
To say your home has been lived in these last few months is probably an understatement. Have you assessed the damage? Call the expert cleaners at Zero Res. Just mention AM 950 when you call and take $50 off your duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
The Minnesota Army National Guard salutes the high school graduating class of 2020. We recognize all of your hard work and the resilience you've demonstrated during this historic time for our country. Those are the traits of a great citizen soldier. You can continue to stand out and be a leader in your community as a soldier in the Minnesota Army National Guard. Learn more about the benefits of part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. What was Doc Rivers' statement last night? He said, we're the ones that are being killed. You say there's not a problem. We're the ones that are being killed. You know, don't tell us there's no problem. I mean, the arrogance of Jared Kushner and the Republicans that the NBA is like, I've had enough of this. And they don't play games and they're like, oh, look at the privilege. Jared Kushner accusing other people of having privilege. Dear God, I want to punch that punk in the freaking... Violence is bad. I know. But dear God, just... And this is on top of let's talk about what's going on in Minneapolis. So apparently... So there was a man who killed himself on Nicollet Mall because no one in the city of Minneapolis trusts the Minneapolis police. The rumor was started that this was actually the police killing the guy. In what is one of the worst decisions I have seen by this police department as far as addressing a situation the fact that they decided to release a snuff film of the suicide was wildly inappropriate. And who made that decision? Seriously, who made that decision? The sharing the surveillance video of the suicide. Crowds basically weren't willing to accept it. There was rioting and looting in downtown Minneapolis. National Guard's been called out on Nicollet Mall. And yes, there are a lot of businesses up and down the mall, a few other places around the city that had some problems. But what you've got is you've got the same problems we've always had and a police department that does seem to be determined to never change. Never change. They don't give a rat's caboose about the people of Minneapolis. They don't. And that's why these people are getting angrier and angrier, is that, you know, they're realizing there isn't going to be a change. And not only that, but isn't the entire narrative of the Republican Party, and I'm paraphrasing, during this convention, black people are going to move into your neighborhood. Black people are coming. Look out for the black people. I mean, isn't that the entire narrative that they're putting out right now? And, you know, and so not only do you not see systemic racism in the police departments being addressed and changed, you have people saying, you know, hey, you know what? It seemed like they're justified to us. I will say what I said before. I'll say it again. I believe in protesting. I just don't believe in protesters that break laws. So if you're looting and rioting, you're wrong. I support police departments. I don't support police departments and police officers specifically who are breaking the law, like shooting a man in the back point blank range 7 times or choking George Floyd to death. It really is that simple. I don't have to pick one side or the other. I can be for protesters, I can be for cops, and I can be against the people that are trying to commit crimes. But the speaking of a media that ignores the problem here is that the people of Minneapolis just do not trust this police department. And, you know, I'll be damned. I'm not seeing anything that shows me the police department is in any way or shape or form trying to change that narrative. Hold on, Rich and Jim. I'll get your calls in after the break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. More when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your internet marketing can do for you, but what you can do for your marketing.
Hi, this is Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. Coronavirus has challenged every small business owner. What you can do for your internet marketing today will likely determine how your business pivots and recalibrates to find and retain new customers online. Social Media MN offers uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions. Call us today for a hassle-free consultation at 763-244-4058. That's 763-244-4058. Or visit us online at socialmediamn.com. That's socialmediamn.com.
I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality, and for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's S-C-H-R-O-M-E-N-Law.com.
And Cafe Latte is the localminnesota.com restaurant of the week, one of my favorite places in town. Stop on by. And once again, any restaurant you're going to, buy extra. All right? Buy extra. Help them out if you can. I should mention as well, there is a curfew in effect tonight from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So, and since they got the National Guard out, I don't think, yeah, that's that, that this is, they're being very serious about this. So, 952-946-6205. Tell you what, let's take the calls really quick. Rich is in Lakeville. Rich, welcome on in. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Matt. And I tell you what, I wish you could stay on another additional hour because you are right on, you're spot on your analysis, and I really enjoy your show. One thing I just wanted to mention quickly is the something that's kind of flying under the radar is that goofball Kanye West, he just got okayed, apparently, to run on the Minnesota ballot for president. And that man got like something like 5,000 or 6,000 signatures in order to qualify or so. I mean, he's potentially, there's a chance that guy could take enough votes away from Biden.
Well, and Rich, I mean, and thank you very much. First of all, thank you for the nice the comments there. There seems to be, I mean, there was a story, speaking of Minnesota Reform, there was a story that they had where people were being asked to sign things, but they wouldn't tell them what it was for. The other thing which is interesting, and this is a new story about Kanye, apparently the electors, you have to have electors. That way, if you win the state, you have people that will go and represent you in the Electoral College. They've already checked. There are multiple electors that have no idea that they're an elector for Kanye West. And I don't know. That might be a disqualifier. I don't know, because you have to, in Minnesota, you have to have the signatures and you have to have the electors. Well, if it's proven that the electors had no idea that they were the electors, well, then, yeah, there's a legit chance that you could pull him off the ballot, I think. I'll have to – maybe I'll send a note to Steve Simon and see what he has to say about the process involved with that. Jim is in St. Louis Park. Jim, thanks for holding. Welcome on in.
I was just thinking, you know, if Trump keeps on going the way he is and he's in for four more years, then he can destroy the middle class, eliminate health care, have diseases raging out of control. He will effectively eliminate immigration. Nobody's going to want to come here anymore.
Well, and Jim, thank you very much. As a matter of fact, that's one of the problems that they've had in some of these communities that need immigrants to work the farms. They're not coming into the country. It's not worth it. They're not coming here. And so you have, once again, stories of farmers with rotting crops in the field because they can't find people to go pick the food. No, it's, you know, dear God, I mean, have you looked at the White House lately? Have you looked at the rows and rows and rows of barricades and fences to keep the American people out? I mean, I personally hope tonight like a million people show up on the mall and start screaming, you know, you're the problem. You're the problem. That would be nice. Well, Minnesota coronavirus update for the day. And Minnesota reported a one-day record of 1,158 confirmed infections with the coronavirus that caused COVID-19 on Thursday, but blamed the artificially high number on inconsistent reporting by one lab that has delayed notification of some patients with positive cases. I'm going to say this. It doesn't matter the reporting process. Those cases were going to get reported one way or the other. You being upset because the numbers are pretty high. And by the way, I will mention here, of the 265 positive infections included in the daily COVID-19 numbers released on Tuesday, so 265 minus 1156 minus 265, well, you're still at about 900. So it's not like you were down at 20 and all of a sudden, oh, because of the one lab or above 1,000. No. You know, don't, you know, it's just because they reported them as they reported them, don't basically vilify the testing site when the reality is, well, we got 1,158 cases of coronavirus today. Delayed reporting also means that 265 people who tested positive for COVID-19 were not contacted by health officials in a timely manner. Now, that's the downside. As far as the report goes, as far as the reporting of the numbers, don't get upset about the reporting of the numbers. Get upset about the fact that people had coronavirus and weren't told. You know, quoting Trump as far as the numbers are, I mean, it is what it is for the day, 1,158, and that's not good. That is not a good number. But you should be far more focused instead on the bad metrics of the number, looking at the people that had a positive test and were not told, for goodness sakes. Minnesota, and by the way, it should be mentioned, there were 13, I think it was 13 new deaths reported with this today. So the second day in a row, we have been in double digits in regards to the amount of dead with the total. Yes, it was 13. The total of dead so far in the state of Minnesota is 1,806. Two of the deaths reported Thursday involved people in their 50s. The rest involved people in their 70s. The state on Thursday reported that 305 people were hospitalized with COVID-19, including 139 people who needed intensive care. I will say once again, Itasca County up in northern Minnesota where the FE rodeo is, they're at 28 cases. That's not a big county. The case count on the FE rodeo is starting to go up. And now it's what they say that in Sturgis, the Smash Mouth concert, they've now been able to trace at least 100 cases back to that one concert. It's the insanity of it all. I'll tell you what. Let me get to these other two stories here as well, because they're in the realm of things. I mean, the hurricane. My God, all my best to the people of Louisiana and Texas. The sad thing is, you're going to get lost. And this is going to get lost in the news cycle, not because of the liberals, but because of the conservatives. They don't want to talk about this. They'll talk about something else. Talk about the stock market or something like that. The reality is that there's a lot of people that are just lost everything. There are people every day that are losing everything in California with the wildfires. Could talk about that as well. Could talk about Trump's speech. You know, my guess is he's going to be smart enough to stick to script tonight. If he starts ranting, if he starts going off on his own diatribes, it could become a very interesting speech. But, you know, we talked about it with Stein yesterday. I don't think this is a guy that wants to take second fiddle to a hurricane. So he'll talk about how he's the greatest president ever. He's done everything perfectly. And, you know, it's just going to make us madder. Focus that into voting. I'm going to focus on two stories here that are local. Minnesota DFL may lean on members of the state congressional delegation to file a former complaint against Jim Hagedorn following the Minnesota Reformer investigation of his office's spending. DFL Chairman Ken Martin told reporters on Wednesday that he's speaking with Hagedorn's Democratic colleagues about the issue, noting that it's not a question of whether he will file or we will file. It is a question of how to do it in the most effective way. We're talking to members of Congress right now about our options. Now, before anyone says, like, look at the Democrats going after Hagedorn. Hagedorn lied. We got him. I mean, the story that was put out, Brianna Biersbach's story that was put out, that he lied. Hagedorn is his response to DFL is lying about the facts of the story. No, you're the one that lied, dude. The reason. So basically, what had happened is his office was spending a ton of money on advertising. Their office budget on advertising on mailers to local constituents. They're spending more money than any other office. Some of that money was being routed by staff members to other staff members' businesses. And when it was brought to the attention that he's using all this money in taxpayer dollars, Hagedorn lied and said, I delegated that authority. And the reality is, was this new story that came on out showed, oh, no, that Hagedorn was very much involved in these decision-making processes. So Hagedorn needs to – he's going to be in trouble. He is definitely in trouble. Also, I want to bring out the story of, and I posted this earlier in the day, Minnesota Republicans hired Jack Tomczak, I think that's how you say his name, to the party's communication director. The Hennepin County judge granted a temporary restraining order against him, ruling there are reasonable grounds to believe he engaged in harassment of his ex-wife. Corrine Holly Martin, 41, Tomczak's ex-wife, filed a petition for a temporary harassment restraining order on June 21st, and it was granted. Both appeared at an August 14th hearing. Tomczak denied the allegations as a contested evidentiary hearing was scheduled for October 12th. 3 days after the August hearing, Tomczak was staffing President Donald Trump's visit to Mankato. Martin alleges stalking and surveillance, uninvited visits, harassing communications, and threats by Tomczak, 42, whom she divorced in 2018. I want to get everyone to go to this story. It's on my social media pages. Go to the brief and read that brief, especially the latter pages where she describes the harassment. Holy God. Eek. And guy deserves his day in court, but You know, she, you know, there's a lot of allegations here that are pretty ugly. In her 18-page petition, Martin said she left Tomczyk in May 28 and has harassed me ever since. She also alleges he has a pattern of harassing and stalking people he feels have wronged him. Tomczyk declined to comment on the record. Martin declined to comment as well. The Republican Party of Minnesota, who once again did not comment here. Jennifer Carnahan said on Twitter when he hired him would make a dream team stronger. Okay. Tomczyk was a well-known conservative personally, having worked with Republican campaigns, hosted conservative radio shows as well, and a podcast. He was a campaign operative for Tom Emmer before his election to Congress, and former Representative Michelle Bachmann. He was reportedly let go by the Bachmann campaign and then became a critic of hers. Martin petition alleges Tomczyk frequently engaged in surveillance of her and others, including putting a tracking device on her car. He joked, she says in court papers, that if she ever left him, it would be a murder-suicide. When she left him, she alleges she sent their children to her brother's house and stayed in hotels, but he found her through her credit card history and began following her. She said in the court filing that he often takes serendipitous videos and audio recordings of people. Martin alleges Tomczyk rummaged through her car to search for a hard drive, kept her a personal journals of his possession, and then often insinuated he had information about her that would be damaging if brought to light. In May, Martin alleges upon finding out about her new relationship, Tomczyk went to her employer and contributed to her being dismissed. After Tomczyk learned of a previous relationship, he stalked and harassed the man and his family, she claims. Tomczyk has been accused of threatening and harassing previously. In 2012, University of Minnesota professor Bill Gleason accused him of harassment in an FCC complaint after heated exchanges on Twitter and on the radio show, according to the MinnPost account. After some negotiating, the local Tea Party radio network station that carried Tomczyk's show agreed that Tomczyk would read an apology on the air. An account of the incident still can be found on Gleason's blog. Oh. So now, I just want to make sure I point out once again that if this was a Democrat, if this was the Democratic Party, and this was the Democratic Party's communication director for their party, for the DFL, this story would be above the fold in both newspapers. It would be the lead story or possibly the second story in every major news broadcast. As of right now, this story is ignored. Reminder, I mean, you want it comparable? How about Keith Ellison? Keith Ellison had a sealed divorce settlement, and, you know, Star Tribune was fighting in courts, open it up, we need to see it. And you find out that Ellison was protecting his ex-wife. And, of course, but that didn't matter. They had to hound him, we need the story. Here, my God, I mean, you got an ugly story at the very least, and I guess it doesn't matter as long as it's a Republican, I guess. I remember, God, do you remember when the Republican was who was it? When it was caught with an affair? I can't remember off the top of my head. And the media in this town was saying, you know, we shouldn't report on that because that's a private matter. Really? It's never been your answer when the DFLer gets caught doing something. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I've got a nice song to take us out today when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
They say that you can't buy time. But what if you didn't have to rewash your dishes or a bigger refrigerator meant less grocery shopping? You'd save hours every month. Minnesota's own Warner Stellion wants to help you find more time and save you money. We have thousands of appliances in stock and ready for delivery with an exclusive 5% savings off our already unbeatable prices. Plus, open a Warner Stellion card for a $50 bonus and 18-month special financing. Shop now at WarnerStellion.com.
Food Freedom Radio is generously supported by Seward Co-op, now offering online ordering and pickup at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Shop online at seward.coop/curbside and then pay over the phone. Just call when you arrive at the store for pickup. It's that easy and safe.
offering dedicated pickup times for our first responders, seniors, and those with compromised immune systems from 1 to 2 p.m. Start your shopping at seward.coop/curbside. Stay safe.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, I should mention, just announced, Twins-Tigers postponed tonight. They're going to postpone the game in the wake of the Jacob Blake situation that's going on here. And, you know, I will say this. If African Americans in this country stopped working for one day, it would have collapsed the economy. And maybe we are at the point where if things are not – people are not willing to address these problems, very legitimate problems, which everyone can see, do you look at general strike calls then? Is that where we're starting to head? Because then I guarantee you this, people would pay attention. Louis Armstrong. My dad loved this song. I did too. Most of us remember it from WALL-E. Have a good day. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.